Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, nominations are now open for the Courtney Walsh Award for Excellence. Members of the public are being invited to nominate Jamaican sportspersons who demonstrate the characteristics that embody the spirit of the Courtney Walsh Award for Excellence. Nominees will be judged based on a strong history of outstanding achievement in their chosen sport, a spirit of sportsmanship and goodwill reflected by courtesy and respect when dealing with other competitors and administrators, strong national pride, appropriate leadership skills, appropriate deportment, high level of discipline and integrity both inside and outside of the sports arena, as well as humility even in the face of victory. The winner of the award will receive $500,000 cash and a crystal trophy with his or her name engraved. Prizes will be presented at an awards ceremony at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on October 15.
Don't always look for the sexy choice. Don't always look for the obvious choice. Look for the people who genuinely represent the deeper character of what the Courtney Walsh Award really means. Because I think sometimes we have been seduced into thinking of it as a popularity award rather than thinking of it as an award that really reflects the character of sportsmanship.
Chairman of the Courtney Walsh Award for Excellence Selection Committee, Brian George. Mr. George adds that the selection committee will again recognize upcoming male and female athletes at the secondary education level at this year's awards ceremony. Winners in this category are presented with a cash award of $250,000 and trophies. Consideration is also being given to including an award for teams which represent Jamaica with distinction at the highest level.
This is something that I do intend to put to the board of the selection committee for future consideration, whether we should start considering teams that may represent what the values of the Courtney Walsh Award are. And nothing comes to mind more so than the Sunshine Girls because of what they represent in terms of character and so forth.
Speaking at the ceremony to declare the nomination period open, Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley also encouraged Jamaicans to vote for their favorite sports personalities. The minister adds that she does not envy the selection committee, considering the number of stellar athletic performances by Jamaica's athletes this year.
Well, as minister, I wouldn't want to single out any one moment for myself. But as a human being, I must mention the 4x4 relay and that leg ran by Loveline Williams-Mills to have taken home the girls to a gold medal in the 4x400. Her determination, just for me, depicts what being a true Jamaican really means. Little young lady Danielle Williams, who out of nowhere, working hard over these years, doing well, and when she took the gold medal in the 110 meters, I'm sure, as I felt in that stadium, all of Jamaica must have felt a certain pride and joy.
Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley. Nomination forms are available on the Chase website at chase.org.jm and may be downloaded and submitted via email to chase12@cwjamaica.com or dropped off at the Chase Kingston office located at 50 to 60 Grenada Crescent, Kingston 5. Nominations close on September 18. The government is also sending congratulations to the Reggae Boys, who secured a 2-0 victory in their return leg match against Nicaragua on Tuesday, ensuring advancement to the fourth round of the CONCACAF World Cup qualifying phase. Congratulations are also in order for Jamaica's team, which competed recently at the Commonwealth Youth Games in the Pacific Island of Samoa. Jamaica ended the tournament with 6 medals, 4 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.